Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 2776.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I would say my dad, because he immigrated to America and he had very little when he started out, and he was very influential because I saw how hard he worked to get where he wanted to be, and that's had a significant influence on how hard of a worker I am.
What do you aspire to be?
I would say the two things I aspire to be is a great husband, which I am a husband right now, and in the future, hopefully, I aspire to be a great dad.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I would say that I'm pretty easygoing. I try and be really optimistic about life in general. I try and not let little things get me down, and just really try and maintain a positive attitude.
What makes you smile?
A lot of things make me smile. I like to laugh. I like funny movies. My dog makes me smile a lot. A lot of different things.
What type of things make you sad?
I try and not let a lot get me sad, but you know, when people in my life are sick or they're down about something, someone close to me, then that sometimes will make me sad when I know that someone close to me is hurting.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
Well, as I said, my dad had immigrated from another country and had worked really hard to get where he is today, and I think that has been a big shaper of who I am and how I work really hard and value money and stuff like that.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
I would say that it's pretty easy for me to talk to people and speak in front of groups and whatnot. I think I've really just gotten that from putting myself out there for as long as I can remember. And, you know, I always take time to talk to people and listen to what they have to say. And I think that's helped me develop that.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
I would definitely say one would be someone who can be trustworthy. I think trust is a big thing. I would also say, you know, I just think in general, if someone can have a positive outlook on life, I think that's pretty admirable because there can be a lot that can bring you down.
What quality do you like best in yourself and what do you like least?
Well, I guess best, as I said, I really try and maintain a positive attitude even when life might be stressful. In terms of what I like the least, I would say that there are times where I probably work too hard and I sometimes have trouble putting trust in others to kind of help me do what I need to do. I sometimes take on too much and try and do it all myself.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
I think some of the values they instilled were hardworking and valuing money and, you know, respecting your family and friends. And I think those are a lot of things that I would like to pass on to my own children. You know, I really just want my children to make a life for themselves and do what they want to do and not necessarily do something that I may want them to do or their mom might want them to do.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I'm a pretty simple guy. I really like just spending time with my wife and dog and going on hikes and going out to eat and going to movies, really simple stuff like that.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
So this might be a little cheesy, but my wife and I got engaged about a week before Christmas, 1 year. And so that, while cheesy, that is probably the most cherished present, because she ended up becoming my wife. And yeah.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I really enjoyed spending time with my grandparents. They lived close by, so I spent a lot of time at their house growing up. You know, I remember I enjoyed just really playing outside, and this was before the internet and computers. So I just enjoyed playing outside and kind of using my imagination to have fun.
What is your favorite book, and do you have a favorite literary character?
So I am a grad student right now, so I don't really have time for, I don't have leisure books on my mind. So the type of books that I'm forced to enjoy right now are academic books related to school. In terms of a favorite literary character, the only character that's coming to mind right now is Gentle Ben the Bear from the novel Gentle Ben.
What is your favorite word and why?
That's tough. I use the word dude a lot, but I'm not like a surfer guy or anything. I don't know. I've just always used the word dude. And this is also kind of cheesy, but I also like to use the word yes. I don't like to say no to people. So that's another one.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
By far, my favorite sport to watch is football, but I also really like basketball. That's about it. I'm not a big hockey fan or anything else. So yeah, football and basketball.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
I like to play basketball. I like to go on walks and runs and hikes with my dog. And I also really like to sleep when I have time, because I don't always have time. So being able to take a nap or sleep in is also very fun.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
So I would have to admit that I'm not a very creative person. I'm a very type A, by the book personality. I make to-do lists and whatnot. I'm not always great at thinking outside the box.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
I have had a couple people tell me Leonardo DiCaprio. I don't know if that's necessarily the best comparison. Yeah, and then no one else really famous. Just I'll have someone say, oh, you look like a guy in American Idol or something, but no one famous.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
So I guess in terms of a significant achievement, I had a coworker who had to take a leave of absence from work for about 6 months for a cancer treatment. And I essentially had to take on her whole role in addition to my role. So I had about 6 months of working 60-hour weeks, and it was really hard, but I knew that it was something I should do because she had no control over having to go get cancer treatment. And I know that I would have really appreciated someone doing that for me if I was in that situation.
Choose a prominent person, either living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
I would probably say, this is a little weird, but Mitch Hedberg, the comedian, who actually died a couple years back, and he was one of my favorite comedians, and his life was way too short, and I think it would be cool to talk to him and you know, just talk to him, I guess, yeah.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
So I've referenced my dog a lot, and he was the first dog I had ever owned, and I had never had a dog growing up, and I never particularly like dogs that much. And then my wife and I decided to get a dog. And ever since we've had him, he's just changed my life. And he's like a child to me. And I just, you know, I think it's really prepared me to have kids and experience what it's like to have someone who's totally dependent on you. And but it's been really rewarding.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
So many, many years ago, I had a friend who went to college a couple hours away, and he invited me on a weekend just to come up for a party, and it was something that I never really did, going that far away like that. And so, I decided to just go, and I ended up that was where I met my wife, and that was the end of that, and we dated and got married, and now we're very happy.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
I think one thing that surprises me is that so many people find art beautiful, because I never get art. And I'll look at a painting and most of the time I just don't get it. So that might be what surprises me about art.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
At this moment, I'm pretty tired because I just had a long week, so I would probably like to be sleeping right now.
Where would you like to be the most?
Probably somewhere where I could be sleeping or relaxing, but probably like on a beach somewhere under an umbrella, just sleeping in the shade and... I don't know. Yeah.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
My two sidekicks, which would be my wife and my dog. We're kind of like the three musketeers.
What is your approach to life?
I really try and keep a positive outlook, and I try not to let too many things get me down, and I try not to take a lot of the little things too seriously, because life's just too short for that.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
I guess I would say recently, the last year, I've been working full time, and I've been a full time grad student. And so that's been really difficult on me and on my family, because I'm never around. And I guess it's really taught me better time management and knowing that I need to prioritize things. And I can't just always spend time in an office or, you know, reading for school. So I guess my perspective has changed because I've really learned that I need to prioritize stuff and, try and keep family up near the top, if not at the top.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
I'm not sure if this would be considered rewarding, but I guess when I got married, my wife and I basically paid for the majority of our wedding ourselves, and it was not a cheap wedding. And I think it was rewarding to kind of see, when everyone was there, knowing that we kind of put this on and we were responsible for most all of this. And it was kind of rewarding to see all the friends and family there and know that we were kind of doing this, you know, we kind of put this on for them.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Definitely Pop-O-Matic Trouble would be my favorite board game.
Who is your favorite actor?
Probably my most favorite actor is Daniel Day-Lewis. I think he's amazing, and whatever role he takes on, he just personifies that character and totally immerses himself in that character. I just think he's amazing.
What is your favorite dinner?
Probably like steak and potatoes. Probably steak and French fries or a baked potato. I'm a very simple person.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
So the craziest thing I've ever done was basically when I dated my future wife. She went to college a couple of hours away, and I never would have thought ever that I would have done that, date someone who lived far away. But I was definitely really crazy at the time for doing that, but it was worth it in the end because she became my wife.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
I check my email on my phone from the night before.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
Well, aside from winning the lottery, I would like to just go somewhere and not have to do anything and not have anything to worry about and just go relax on a beach somewhere or something like that.
Why did you choose compliance professional as your career or line of work?
Well, it's not my background at all from school. It just happened to be a job that I had a friend who worked there and really liked it, and I got into it. And it's actually been pretty eye-opening, and it's a whole new way of thinking, and I never really would have thought I'd be in this line of work, but it's pretty fun, and it kind of keeps you on your toes.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be? Why would you choose this career?
Well, I would choose to be what I always wanted to be when I was a kid, which was a basketball player. But unfortunately, I stopped growing, and I didn't get those extra 4 or 5 inches that the doctor said I would. But yeah, this is kind of funny, but I would just choose it because it's what I always wanted to be, and I've always loved basketball and playing basketball, so that's what I would do.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing in regards to work, family, and travel?
Well, 10 years from now, if my wife gets her way, we'll probably have 3 kids. I will hopefully be a lot more progressed in my career after getting my graduate degree in a few years. I am hoping to be able to do some more travel and, you know, taking kids to like Disney World and different things like that. Yeah, so that's work, family, travel.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
So I'm very simple. My wife and I both love to go out for a really quiet dinner, somewhere where there's not a lot of noise and not a lot of people, and we can just kind of talk and spend alone, quiet time together.
What do you love most about your wife?
She has a very caring personality. She is a teacher and works with children, and she just has that whole demeanor about her. She cares about everyone in her life, all her friends and family. She treats very well, and so she just treats everyone with total respect and as if they were the only person on earth.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your wife?
This is probably very cliche, but it's true. If I would fold clothes and, put dishes in the dishwasher. Those are the types of things that when I do them, she just loves me for it. And it's just the simple things like that around the house and doing things without her having to ask that she loves.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
My wife and I are friends with a few couples who, for whatever reason, they haven't been able to have kids. And, you know, seeing people go through that is really tough. And when you see a family that has a lot of love to give, but they're just not able to bring a child into the world, I think, you know, someone like me who can join the program and donate, I think it's helping out families like that and, giving them a chance to have a child, bring a child into the world and give them lots of love that they otherwise wouldn't be able to.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 2776.